W3 Zulu from W2 Delta. Good evening, all. Everybody's strapping in here. Steve, I guess I'm going to have to put the preamp on you, Steve, to find out where you really are. Because these meters get kind of close together at the right-hand side, as you well know. So maybe I'll put the take the preamp off and put the attenuator on. That'll bring it down about 40 dB and get some real readings. Heard Frank there. Frank, you're strapping. That homebrew rig of yours is really doing a great job up here. Somebody said something on one of the emails. Was it... I think it was Vortex Joe. He said that one year your homebrew, your big 41000 wasn't eligible. I don't understand that. Wasn't it heavy enough? What is that all about? Don't understand that. And K2WS, yeah, real fine. Nice signal here. I guess you're on the flex. He mentioned the 1000, similar to the 1000. Yeah, I'm familiar with two kinds of diversity reception. One is frequency diversity. And we used to do that in the Navy. We'd have two different frequencies, and we were getting weather reports on two different frequencies. And there was a comparator. It was a big setup. And it was a teletype, and the thing would draw maps and whatnot. And that worked very well. And then I guess there's a space diversity, which that's when everybody's on one frequency, but the antennas have to be, what is it, half wavelength or full wavelength away from one another. So if you have two receivers locked, I don't think you're going to get any diversity unless you have two antennas that are spaced a good deal apart. Maybe that's what you're referring to, and I came in too late to hear the beginning of it. But everybody sounded fine, and I'll pass it right up there to Gary, and I'll have some more things to say on the next go-around when I hear everybody. So let's see. Is it W2R? I believe that's who it is. I think that's your call now, right, Gary? W2R and the group, W2DTC. Excuse me, W2 Delta. AR.
What was the AR?
W8R. Rick.
Hi, Rick. W8R. And I think we got Fox still in here. I didn't hear Bob sign out. Let me write that down. W8R. And I see that what we've really done in this little exercise of getting one-by-ones for an event is that we're actually being forced to think, because we have to listen to everybody's voice to figure out who we're talking to, because we were so used to the original calls.